Visiting Australia is an amazing experience you will never forget. Even though Australia is located in a far place, traveling to the country is something you will enjoy. Corporate professional Peter Biantes said that it is not compulsory to travel in groups. You can have a solo trip to Australia whenever you want because the country is safe. Peter Biantes has been in the business world for over a decade now with an excellent track record of success. He has also helped many people prepare for solo trips to Australia. How to prepare for your solo trip? To prepare to travel solo, you need to prepare in advance and get the necessary information before going. What you need most is practical knowledge. You need to know where the airport is, the best hotel and restaurant are located. It is better to hire the services of a tour company because it makes things easier for you on your journey. Go to the internet to find the best tour companies for you. Especially if you are a lady going on a solo journey. Why do people travel to Australia? Visitors and tourists visit Australia for so many reasons. For example, there is the East Coast, which has a party-like feel. In addition, Australia is generally famous for its easy-to-navigate routes, welcoming atmosphere, and accommodating people. Australians like Peter Biantes are kind-hearted and warm towards people, including foreigners. Also, Australian cuisine is wonderful and diverse. Those who have tried the different varieties available go back for more. This is why you will find many young travelers going to Australia to check their bucket lists. Is it safe to travel to Australia? It is safe to travel to Australia whether you are alone or not. Still, you might meet one or two weird people on the way, especially in remote places. Nevertheless, Australia is a safe place. What you will enjoy while in Australia: the sporty and outdoor lifestyle of Australia is incomparable to none. You can also experience activities like beach barbecues, festivals, dancing, games, and many more. In rural areas, you enjoy the close-knit and soothing atmosphere that is missing in the city. The rural areas are formed in such a way that you won't be affected by the hustle and bustle of the city. You get to have alone time and think about yourself. Who knows, it might be the time to unlock your creativity and make a new career choice. Moreover, unlike other countries, the rural dwellers in Australia are not intrusive. They understand the meaning of giving someone space. So if you ever find yourself there, you can share your worries with them. The natural ambience of Australia. Australia is a country endowed with natural resources, wildlife, and nature. All these come together to form a harmonious, spacious country. For instance, if you visit the rural side of Australia, the country lifestyle will suit those who like a quiet atmosphere. The air is also clean and fresh, unlike the industrial cities. It is a place to cleanse your mind and soul of your worries. In general, Australia gives you room to grow, think, develop, evolve, and be free. Places you can travel solo to in Australia: places like Sydney, Melbourne, Victoria, and so on are cities a solo traveler can go to. These cities are English-speaking cities and have many amenities to offer travelers. Even first-time solo travelers will have no problem staying in these locations. Basic facilities you can find there include hotels, vacation homes, hostels, bread and breakfast, a gym, recreation centers, and so on. If you are going alone, book your stay ahead of your trip to avoid getting stranded. Conclusion: in a nutshell, Australia is a safe country to go on a solo trip, and you won't regret it. Just ensure you pack your luggage properly and have emergency supplies. You should have things like basic medicines, a first aid kit, and a power bank. If you are going in the winter, pack extra clothes, warm coats, socks, gloves, and scarves, warns Peter Biantes. But if you are going in the summer, pack lighter clothes, insect repellents, and sunscreens.